underground preacher to the underground church. And today we're talking about anointing oil. Sorry if my voice is a little nasally. I'm fighting a cold right now. So pray for me. So today we're talking about anointing oil. The use of oil is mentioned from Old Testament to New Testament. But the most common one that we all know about is the one mentioned in James chapter 5, verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray for him, anoint him with oil in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the most common one that we have that mentioned the use of oil in a matter of anointing. But when you read the Old Testament, you see that they used oil for dedicating priests or for when the new king is elected, he has to be anointed. They will anoint him. Like King David was anointed by Samuel and also Saul, who was the first king of Israel, was also anointed by Samuel. So, anointing is very important. And there is many use also. You also have the oil for fragrances. And they also use oil for medical purposes, as in having a wound, and they anoint the wound, like we put penicillin in our wounds nowadays. Back in those days, they use oil to anoint the wounds. But today we're going to talk about anointing oil in the sense of ministry. And one thing I can notice is a lot of Christians forget to anoint their homes and their family members. And as we talk about homes, it is also important to pray over your home and your places. Because when you get to a place, you don't know what's in it. And no matter what you have, a phone or purchases, whatever your car, you can always anoint it because you don't know what comes along with it. Because some artifacts usually come with demons. And if you don't know better, you're just going to take it in. And before you know it, you're getting attacked. But if you anoint your home, you pray over your place and you anoint it. And you also pray over your family members and you anoint them. It will prevent all those sucker punches from the devil. It will also help cast out those spirits, because anointing oil helps in deliverance. Because I noticed while using it in deliverance, I will put it in my hand, rub it in my hand, and touch the person who needs deliverance. And usually the demon will cry out. You cry out, it burns, it burns, it burns. So you know that anointing oil is also one of your weapons to use in deliverance and to use as a Christian altogether. I prefer anointing oil over holy water. I know the Catholic use holy water, but I never got with that. I prefer anointing oil. And there's a prayer on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, under prayer collection. And that's the same prayer I use for my anointing oil. You can use whatever oil you want. And once you pray over it, anything you anoint with that oil will be dedicated to God. It will be marked for Holy Spirit. Basically, you claim it, that it belongs to Holy Spirit. And that's why anointing is so important. So don't be shy to use the prayer. Don't be shy to use the oil. A lot of people are afraid to use it. There is no fear in it. It's just as simple as get you some oil, pray over it, and anoint whatever you feel that needs to be anointed. And most importantly, daily, you're not going to go to bed without closing your front door, will you? And anointing your place before bed is a way to shut the spiritual doors, to make sure that they're sealed before you go to bed. Don't be shy on it. You should not lack to have anointing oil at all. It is very important. And that's what Holy Spirit has put in my heart for you today, church. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.